Good day, folks. Clapping hands. Great job, America, for the gross domestic product went up 6.4% during the first quarter of this year. If you're one of the people working to help achieve this, pat yourself on the back. You deserve it. U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. In comparison, third quarter 2020 we were at almost 32.0%, coming from damn near negative 30% in second quarter 2020, during the shutdown. The graph looks promising, but I remain very skeptical. It shows improvement, yes, it also shows that we are holding back for sure. With all the potential for this great country, I worry that this administration is prompting us as Americans to gladly accept a new way of life. That life is possibly the kind of democratic socialism. In my opinion, I am not happy with the way things are going. Even when we see some glimmer of hope, it still isn't the best or as good as it could be. I feel like the Biden administration is sort of like the early years of the Nazis or fascist Italy. The commonalities are undeniable. Start with a country that is weakened by some outside force, make the people believe that they are going into ruins, create a scapegoat, Trump, start new radical ideas, stimulus, benefits, and so on, have the people depend on the government, slash funding the military until under control, take away the right to bear arms, launch agencies to spy on the public, NSA, CIA, FBI, for political gain, make people fear Big Brother so no one stands up and fights. If this sounds creepy, then it should. This is happening as we speak. This isn't some scare tactic I am talking about. This is true and happening. It is crazy to think about. We as Americans have the fundamental right to know what the fuck the government is doing. Why are we taking it so easy on them? I fear that Trump was right. This is going the wrong way into history. I am not at all pleased with this flippy floppy worthless political bullshit that all they care about is filling their pockets and getting their names tweeted. Campaign promises not happening, by the way. Big government was a thing of the past, I thought, but it just keeps getting into the affairs of the people. The economy would be so much stronger if they let the people do what the people know what to do. I'm not talking about riots and defunding police. What I am talking about is to stop micromanaging us and start managing the government. Impeach Biden for the lies and deception, impeach Harris for her racist comments and actions. Put someone in office that will gut the whole fucking system and start fresh. Whether you're Republican or Democrat, we are all Americans first. Get everything from the head down to the toes, flay the government open like fresh roadkill, only keep the good parts, which isn't many. President, no. Vice President, hell no. Every damn bastard that thinks that America is fine needs to get the binky out of their asses and look and see what is happening. Throw one of them in the middle of the streets in Chicago or Minneapolis, without a phone or bodyguards, and see how long they can last, without getting shot or wishing they were in their 650,000 plus houses with all the fixings. It makes me outraged that the people we elected are in such denial that they think that things in the United States are great and glorious. Stop being part of the herd, you're fucking American, and say something to your congressman or women or trans whatever have you. We need to stop the train of this or we will be speaking Russian or Chinese within our lifetime. Every government on the planet is looking at us like, we are the slow kid that needs to be in special class. Open up the country, mine metals, get that fucking oil, fuck it, take it if we need it. Stop being nice and put the foot down. Want to pay for all the stimulus? Well, legalize weed everywhere and prostitution, cut the red tape for small business to get the monies they need to start or stay afloat, tax the super rich and take it easy on the middle class and poor, stop being fucking snobs and focus on your fucking job. Or stand up with your fellows and be accountable for all these fucked up policies. Stop praising the ones who are burning and smashing public squares, spiting and taking cheap shots at people and police. FYI, if I saw this in person, I wouldn't think twice about popping them with my 45, and then use the reason, I was in peaceful protest, till I had to discharge my weapon. Sounds cold, huh? Well, the sad part is that it probably would be dismissed in court. Wipe student loans, as promised, and those students will be in the workforce soon, making bling and paying taxes. That's a novel idea. But no, that would be giving too much, right? I guess it is $1.7 trillion to give. Oh wait, we already gave that plus more to people and big business. Did you know that the CEO of BioNTech and seven others are new billionaires thanks to the money that your tax dollars went to for COVID? I am happy that they made a vaccine, but having a monopoly on it seems quite illegal. Didn't the government break up AT&T, or US Foods, or Microsoft? Because it was unfair for the competition. Fuck yes. They did. Thank you for joining us here on Bullshit. Please like and subscribe to get the latest from us. Sincerely, Captain Cook.